from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay Thompson. John Sally.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Crossover.
Yeah.
Jason Dumas. Yesterday.
Jason did.
Cron TV. Mark Grandy.
I'm interrupting.
And
that's a
Dan
shock.
Dibley.
Now that hurts.
Joining us.
Now, Diz, that hurts. It sounds like you said it
no,
before.
No, it doesn't hurt, but those are facts.
I just get excited.
And I love it. And that's why you are our Steph Curry. Why you're not
trying to trade me.
No. He's trying to trade you. I'm not trying to trade.
Yeah. And I heard Jay, you hear this.
The boys in the morning talking about, we're the Splash Brothers, and are you Curry? And you're no, guys, you are Curry.
I missed that. Did they call him the Splash
Brothers? They were talking about each other.
That's
being
too great.
You are Curry. You've
the
always
Splash
been Curry.
Brothers. Yes. Those are my brothers.
Yeah. So you are Curry, and the rest of us.
Hey.
I've always said that I'm Kevon, and that's fine. And you know, might be Steinie is actually Kevon, a guy who actually did me a solid when I needed help. Jason, I needed somebody to do me a favor, a deep, deep, deep favor. And I called one man, Steinie.
Wow.
And he came through for me.
He showed love?
When I had my reverse vasectomy, I needed a ride. Yeah.
That's right. You went and picked him up. That's why I love you, man.
Picked you up from surgery?
Absolutely.
He dropped me off. I couldn't drive after, so I needed a ride there, not a ride home. And so he was there for me.
Steinie and
so
Kevon dropped you off and then left you for dead.
Let me start it this way. Because you guys talked about marketing and Guru's gaga over marketing.
I have been for months, so welcome to the party.
And you say, what'd you do? And Dibs goes, would you do Kuminga and Moody for Markkanen
and
two first?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, we can go, and you want to say I'm reporting something? Go ahead. My sources are telling me that the Warriors are being very careful with those future firsts. They are reluctant to move future firsts because they're smart enough to know all bets are probably going to be off in 2 or 3 years. So I'm not saying they won't, but they're not excited about a move that would include a lot of first-round picks, which we've seen around the league a little bit in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. But if you have Lauri Markkanen coming in, to me, all bets are on because he's 27 and he is a player who, to me, trends toward being elite, not being, you know, one of the five best players in the league, but being an all-NBA guy, an all-star, and a guy who you can then invest in for the post-Steph era.
Yeah. They may very well end up doing it, but they're wary of what's going to happen after Steph Curry, unlike 90% of the fans, because that's their job, Goo. They've got to prepare for the post-Curry era.
They must.
It's their responsibility as a front office. They must. Right, Grandy?
Well, what if Steph Curry comes up to him and says, get it done?
There we go. I'd say, we're trying. We're trying.
What if Steph says, try harder? Like you weren't willing to offer Kuminga for Paul George. Man. Try harder. I need a co-star.
I'll just quote Joe Lacob. At the end of the day, they're just players.
He did say that on our airwaves.
On our show.
Yep.
Jason, welcome.
What's up, man? I'll tell you this. The Warriors coaching staff, they're very realistic, you know? And so is Steph Curry. Like, they know how deep the Western Conference is. They know they're not, unless it's an elite player, they're not one move away from realistically contending for a championship. So take that for what it's worth, you know? Like, maybe Lauri Markkanen helps them get closer. I mean, I'm sure he would. I can't lie. I haven't watched much Lauri Markkanen last year. I know 2 years ago he was on his way. Last year the Jazz were like the most boring team to me in the NBA. I didn't really spend my time watching them on my league pass. I know he dealt with some injuries. Joe Lacob is going to be heavily weighing the risk-reward factor. He's going to be asking himself, is Lauri Markkanen going to get us over the hump? Whether you think he might or not, that's, you know,
yeah,
that's a different thing, but it matters what he thinks.
Well, you guys tell me this, because I'm doing guru math. Stani will say, and like Vaca, absolutely, they were the 10th seed. But in my mind, had Draymond not got suspended, we're looking at a 5th or a 6th seed. So you add marketing to that 5th or 6th seed, you're closer to getting over the hump than what it looked like on paper, 10th, from you really weren't the 10th seed. So you get a guy that, marketing is the NBA prototypical player now.
That might
he
be.
Can put it on the floor, shoot the three, get you post game, play a little D like he's perfect.
But to your point, I mean, that might be mine. I mean, that's minus Klay Thompson, minus Chris Paul, and potentially minus Kuminga and Moody to get that guy in here. Plus DeAnthony Melton and plus one other piece or two.
Maybe a couple future first.
Well, we'll deal with that when we have to deal with it.
Right.
Because you're going to have to deal with once 30's gone.
But
right?
I think the point,
you can't do both, Steiny.
Yes, you can.
You can't rebuild when you got 30 and 30, 23.
Well, let me tell you what you can't do. Rebuild after Curry with no first-round picks. Mark.
So then the question becomes, how much is Steph's next 2 years, final 2 years, final 3 years worth to you?
Yeah, exactly.
I just shared not with you what I thought. Would you do it or no?
The answer is everything. It's and worth it everything. Because beyond that, you don't know what any first-round pick could be. It could be James Wiseman.
Man.
It could be, you know, a pick that you don't necessarily love. First-round picks are not guaranteed to be absolute franchise changers. So right now is the most important thing. And that's why, when you said earlier about, you know, trading Steph at the deadline, I think that's a non-starter, no matter what, because of the box office appeal of Steph Curry. You're going to milk that thing, that cow, so to speak, all the way until the end of days because of what it means to, you know, click and roll at Warriors.com.
Mm. Yeah, and that's just something we disagree on.
Yeah.
And I'm not right and you're not right because
all I'm saying is...
And I'll say it this way. If you think Joe Lacob wouldn't trade Steph for the right deal under the right circumstances, I think you're mistaken. I think if this were to go sideways next year and they're, you know, 20 or they're 15 and 27, at that point, Steph is going to go to them and say, what should we do? He's going to be open to it at that point. And he is still their best asset by far, and I absolutely could see a scenario where you could get a lot back for Steph from a team that thinks he could put him over. I just do. I'm not saying they're gonna do it.
He's a one uniform guy to me.
Of course you could get a lot for Steph. Yeah. That is just obvious, but I don't see that scenario ever playing out.
You can't never
say never. I mean, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, they played for different teams. Those are guys who you would have never thought maybe 3-4 years before it actually happened. But with Steph, like, Steph seems, to me at least, just from the outside looking in, he doesn't have anything to prove anymore. He doesn't strike me as the guy who's going to be like, I need to go somewhere else to chase this fifth ring. he is content with his legacy. Content's probably not the right word, but he is confident in himself.
Though, Jay.
Of course he's a competitor, but you know what else he has 4 championship rings. He has a family. He has foundations here. Like, he has roots here. And I also think that stuff matters to him, not as much, but almost as much as basketball. I think this community, what he's started, what has developed out here, everything in his name out here, I think that matters to him. I really do. And I don't think that chasing a 5th ring somewhere else would trump all of that.
Yeah, I don't think it would necessarily be chasing a 5th ring. I think it would be the Warriors are in a place where they're in trouble. They know it. And something happens with a contender. And they feel like if they get, and the other thing is Steph will have unbelievable value at the trade deadline next year.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's only going to have a year plus left on his deal. So you can acquire Steph, make a run, and then have him the entire next year. But if you would you extend Steph this offseason?
Yes,
in the fall?
You would.
Yeah, and absolutely.
For how much?
For whatever he wants.
For the match?
Because you're not understanding the business side of this. So what is the value of Steph Curry on a 35-win team with the Golden State Warriors? The value is hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because Steph Curry, the average fan will come out to see Steph. Oh my God, the tunnel shot and the half court shot and the chef. He went for 37, but they lost to Orlando 117-98. But I saw Steph. The value of Steph Curry as a Warrior is far greater than being a 10 seed or a 6 seed.
So then,
and that is the same thing going forward until he is no longer playing basketball.
Okay, then then call Joe Lacob a liar. Because
I'm not
he's not interested
liar,
in winning.
He is interested in winning, but at the same time,
he's also a businessman.
He's not alone, exactly. He's not the sole owner of this team. He has people he answers to, and the bottom line is they want to make money.
Okay,
he's an owner, right?
So he's eligible for an extension in the fall.
You give him $63 million.
63 and then 70.
Probably, 2 years and $135 million.
He's probably worth more than that.
Exactly.
I'm sure he's worth a ton more than that.
It's a business. You get that, right? And you've already said that this team's not going to win anyway.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No,
what
you've
I'm
already
saying
said
is,
it. You've already said that this team's not going to win another championship with Steph Curry. So if that's the reality, then just make money.
Milk it.
Make money.
You're adding extra years.
Then let's start criticizing Joe Lacob because all he wants to do is make money. He's not trying to win. Is he trying to win or make money?
He's trying to do both.
Well,
but
I'm just saying.
And we all know the winning part is.
We just disagree. You guys think that Joe Lacob's got this sentimental thing.
No.
Dream got 400. Look what he just did to Clay.
Joe Lacob's a businessman.
Exactly.
Which is why he didn't sign Clay. Which is why he will sign Steph, because Steph is business.
We'll see.
Clay's not business.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Like, that's just where I disagree with you. I think Joe Lacob.
I'll put it in the cap right now. He will not, they will not ever trade Steph Curry.
Yeah,
you can put that in the cap.
Well, I'm not going to bet you because.
No, I don't need you to. I'm putting that in the cap.
Yeah. Well, if they win 52 games next year, I think you're right.
They can win 28 games, and they still won't trade Steph Curry.
That's where I disagree.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I got something for you because we asked Monty
about
this.
Hold on. Time for the legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I've never seen a metamorphosis like Jordan Poole when he came back from Santa Cruz. I'm not saying he's Steph Curry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude was a bucket getter. He could manipulate the refs. That first step, I thought he was the heir apparent to Steph. Not on that level. He was a part of your future. They paid him a year before, and I just was asking Stoney, like, what happened? The punch happened. I really believe everything that went wrong with this game stemmed from that punch. But Jonathan Kuminga, I want to go around the room, is eligible for an extension. I still don't know. I'm worried about the handles. I know he's got Batman-type Spider-Man abilities, but would you pay Jonathan Kuminga this off this summer, right now?
Yeah. I mean, and you remember Jordan Poole got paid in October.
Yeah.
It wasn't the summer. It was October. So if I can't trade Jonathan Kuminga, then yeah, I pay him, knowing full well that I can do the Jordan Poole to him next year.
I'm not. Grandy, my
thought is you pay him, but it doesn't kick in until next year, and you trade him next year the value is greater.
That's fair.
The premise of the question was,
you think he's going to grow, he's going to be that guy.
No.
Okay.
No.
You, Grandy?
No.
I'm honestly in lockstep with Dibs. I sign him this offseason only after I strike out doing everything else.
Wow.
If you're not able to trade him, or you can't get Lowry Markkanen, or you decide you don't want to, and you think Kuminga's better, then you sign him. I'm not convinced he's ever going to be a number one on a championship team. Maybe not even a number two.
Wow,
quality piece. And if you got nothing else, I want him around. But if you can get Markkanen for him, I'm signing up for that.
I would sign him too. I mean, what else are you going to do? I mean, signing him doesn't mean that he's untouchable and you can't move him later. But he's a homegrown player who only is going to get better. Doesn't mean he's going to be 1A on a really good team. Could be 1B, could be 1C. But, you know, I also think Joe Lacob wants to take a couple of his wins because some of these draft picks have not panned out. And this Kuminga has been a pretty good player. He's played pretty much up to his status for the opportunities that he's gotten. And yeah, you know, I kind of also just think that matters when you draft a guy and he gets better every year. Unless you can trade him objectively for someone else who is better, you keep him around and you grow him in-house and you continue to groom him into the best player he can be. But like I said, just because you sign him and lock him down for more years, it doesn't mean like this guy is untouchable and he's going to be here for
would you guys marry him? And it sounds like you guys are marrying him.
But I'll cheat if I see something.
I would.
That's how you get the answer.
Here's the other thing.
It's an engagement.
I believe
an engagement.
If this offseason's told us anything, the rules have changed.
Mm.
The rules have changed for the Warriors. Like,
for
yes, 2 years ago, I think they would have just extended Kuminga. Keep in mind, if they don't do anything with Kuminga, he's still restricted.
Well, I got you.
They still have all, they can do whatever they want with him. And so, if you're telling me, why isn't this different than Wiggins and Poole? Like, they should have just, if it were 2 years ago, they'd re-sign Clay and sign Kuminga. But it's not 2 years ago. They're not re-signing Clay. And maybe they look at the pool thing as, you know what? We're going to wait on Kuminga. Huh? Well, that's not fair to Kuminga. Well, it wasn't fair to Clay. But they're at a different spot now.
And if they wait on Kuminga, they can still sign him in October and have that kick in a year later, which is what they did with Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
So you waited on Jordan Poole, and he got 5 and 140, if I'm not mistaken, which is 35 a year. And then, you know, they got to a point where they realized that, he wasn't going to fit. And so they traded him for Chris Paul. So you could do the same thing with Kuminga. You can sign him for 5 and 140 or 4 and 140, whatever the number was. And then you can, get to next year in July, and you could trade Kuminga at that point and get that much money back in a trade.
Sure. Or you could wait and see on Kuminga. and give yourself even more flexibility heading into next summer.
Or you could trade him today for Lauri Markkanen.
Man. You could.
You know,
you just can't do what happened with Jordan Poole, trade him for people who are now no longer on your team. And when you look back at the situation, you have got nothing, for a guy who is like the third best player on a championship team.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That was malpractice.
For sure. But at the same time, you're trying to maximize the Steph Curry window. So maybe you get to, you know, next year, and if you go 42-40 this year, and man, if Draymond Green would have played 20 more games, you would have been a 6 seed. And then, you know, you have Kuminga making $32 million a year. Maybe then you do the same thing you did with Jordan Poole, and you try for one last swing, one last bite of the apple, darn it, with Draymond and Steph, and you trade Kuminga for somebody making $30 million. You could do that. Mm. Which, again, it's malpractice if it doesn't work, but at the same time, I don't think that you're going to trade Steph Curry under any circumstance.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think they're going to trade Steph Curry either, but I think there could be circumstances that present themselves where they would.
Well, it's the new CBA. It's the reason why the Clippers are willing to give away Paul George for nothing, because they just wanted to get out of the repeater tax and all the punishment that comes with it, and maybe the Warriors would be looking at potential $70 million a year for Steph. Takes away your ability to win at all.
Or did Ballmer know they couldn't win in the West?
Let me ask you
maybe
this.
Part of that.
Serious question. Let's say next year the Warriors go sideways, all right? And the Sixers are rolling, okay? But now it's January and Maxey gets hurt. Not career threatening, but he's going to miss the rest of the year. I would absolutely entertain a Steph Curry for Maxey trade. If Philly's like, well, now we can't win it without Maxey, but we could get Curry in here for a year and a half and maybe get it done. But like, it sounds to me like nobody would even want to do that.
Because you're ignoring, I believe, what they said, the business
part.
What
about Joe Montana?
Well,
football's different.
He was more at the end. No doubt about it. He was more at the end than
what. Well, you got Maxey waiting in the wings.
I mean, stop. Stop with that.
Are they going to send over like 3 or 4 first round picks too, or what?
I don't know.
So Maxey is to Steph as Steve is to Joe? Is that what you're saying?
Maxey's good. Maxey, you could, if you had Maxey, you could build around him.
Yeah, and that chase center would be empty every night too.
And that's what we're talking about, the business part of this, Steiny.
Okay, so you think that there's going to be all kinds of enthusiasm for this team as long as it has Steph Curry?
Yes.
No doubt.
How was it the 15-50 year?
He didn't play.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he wasn't the attraction.
Yeah.
Don't you get it? Don't you get it? People want to see him.
Yeah.
People, in that year, people weren't lining up to see Pascal and Kai Bowman.
Again. Do you see the road games when Steph travels to visit in arenas?
He's Michael Jackson.
Then Joe Lacob is not who he's claiming to be, because if he's about
winning, I don't think it's as black and white though.
I do.
It's not like if he doesn't trade Steph Curry to get better, he doesn't want to win. Like, there can be some brown area. First of all, you can win still with Steph Curry. So
right.
So that's the main point. But second, like, you can also weigh things like, you know what? Even though we are not winning with Steph, he is still the biggest star in this league next to LeBron James, and he is going to make us a lot of money.
Okay.
And you got
it's about money.
And we're all human. Yeah. And we're all human. Like, we got, like, some things matter. Like, history matters. Now, that doesn't mean it matters for everything. Of course not. But you gotta put that into context. Like, this is not like you're trading. It's not like you're trading Joe Schmo. You're trading somebody who is
an icon.
And I'm just telling you.
I think what's more likely, Steiny, is if a situation presents itself where maybe the Warriors are struggling or they're clearly not competitive and something's got to change, Steph wants to stay here. The Warriors ideally don't want to trade Steph, and it comes time to potentially offer him an extension. Lacob, Dunleavy, company probably have a conversation with Steph like, hey, Steph, if you want the max, we'll give it to you. But you got to just know we're not going to be competitive. We're going to be terrible. This is going to be the last few years of Kobe. If you want us to be competitive and you really want to win, and we want to win, but we care about you more, we'll do whatever you want. But if you really want to win, you want to maximize your chance to win, you're going to have to take a pay cut.
Yeah, I think you're underestimating. I'm not saying I want to trade Steph Curry. Yeah. I'm not saying it's time to trade Steph Curry. Yeah. I'm not saying they should or shouldn't. All I'm saying is I think you're underestimating Joe Lacob and what he might be prepared to do to get this thing back on track.
It would be a PR disaster for him, Stoney.
Would it?
Yeah, I really believe
I think
so.
You're overestimating his sense of competitiveness. Okay. I think because at the end of the day, if you're an owner, job number one is to make money.
I'm telling
and
you
Steph
right
Curry
now.
Steph Curry is the one who makes
money. If Steph Curry goes to Joe Lacob this offseason and says, I want you to extend me for the max, he's got to say no. He has to. You can't do that.
But Curry's not yes, that dumb, and then though, he,
that's
starts
why what Grandy said is valid,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
He knows what time it is. And Dumas, what you said about him being content, I agree. But in my world, I think Steph Curry right now is knocking over every Snicker machine that they got or Gatorade machine to get him some immediate talent to just put them in the best possible position to win chip number five. You watch him golf. You watch him do everything.
I agree with
He's like Kobe and Mike to me.
Stop talking about chip number five.
It's there. If they win again, 2022, you could have said the same thing and you would have been
right. 2024.
But they shocked the world.
So they're going to win it 3 years later with the same
I don't know, but if you get marketed or PG-13, the chances increase.
Yeah, they're going to jump from 10. They're going to jump from 10.
Just melt my hopes. There's nothing against them. I like the kid. But coming off the bench, Curry's a killer, Stoney. And I think, I'm just telling you, he's a killer, man. They want immediate help.
Well,
I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you.
You're underestimating Joe Lacob.
LeBron is opting out to take less to help his team win.
Well, he's not going to take less anymore because they struck out.
Well, I mean, Steph did that in 2019. Steph did that in 2019.
Steph's never taken less.
Yes, he has.
Never.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. And in fact, he didn't. No, you're wrong.
When Clay got signed, that offseason after he tore his ACL.
Steph has never taken less money.
Yes.
Dre has and Clay has. And in fact, Joe Lacob would not give Steph a no trade clause in his last contract, which like all the stars get.
But I always thought Steph, yeah, he took all he could. Yeah, I did.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll have a great show.
Yeah, we'll be listening.
On 95.7, the game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.